नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमा देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर भवति नैष्ठिकी।
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 8 प्रेयर्स बाय क्वीन कुंती एंड परीक्षित सेव्ड टेक्स्ट 1। सुत उवाच अथ ते सम्परेतानां कानाम् उत्कमिच्छतां दातुं सकृष्ण गङ्गायां पुरस्कृत्य यहो स्त्रियः। सुत गोस्वामी सेड, देयरफॉर पांडवास डिजायरिंग टू डिलीवर वाटर टू द डेड रिलेटिव्स हु हैड डिजायर्ड इट went to the Ganga with Draupadi. The ladies walked in front. Second, having lamented over them and sufficiently offered Ganga water, they bathe in the Ganga whose water is sanctified due to being mixed with the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. There sat the king of the Kuru, Maharaj Yudhishthir, along with his younger brothers and Dhritarashtra, Gandhari, Kunti and Draupadi, all overwhelmed with grief. Lord Krishna was also there. Citing the stringent laws of the Almighty and their reactions upon living beings, Lord Sri Krishna and the Munis began to pacify those who were shocked and affected. The clever Duryodhan and his party cunningly usurped the kingdom of Yudhishthir, who had no enemy. By the grace of the Lord, the recovery was executed, and the unscrupulous kings who joined with Duryodhan were killed by him. Others also died, their duration of life having decreased for their rough handling of the hair of the queen Draupadi. Lord Sri Krishna caused 3 well-performed Ashwamedha Yajna horse sacrifice to be conducted by Maharaj Yudhishthir, and thus caused his various fame to be glorified in all directions, like that of Indra, who had performed 100 such sacrifices. Lord Sri Krishna then prepared for his departure. He invited the son of Pandu, after having been worshipped by the Brahmins headed by Srila Vyasadeva. The Lord also reciprocated greetings. As soon as he seated himself on the chariot to start for Dwarika, he saw Uttara hurrying towards him in fear. Uttara said, "O Lord of Lords, Lord of the universe, you are the greatest of mystics. Please protect me, for there is no one else who can save me from the clutches of death in this world of duality. O my Lord, you are all powerful. A fiery iron arrow is coming towards me fast. My Lord, let it burn me personally, if you so desire. But please do not let it burn and abort my embryo. Please do me this favor, my Lord." Sutta Goswami said, having patiently heard her words, Lord Sri Krishna, who is always very affectionate to his devotees, could at once understand that Aswatthama, the son of Dronacharya, had thrown the Brahmastra to finish the last life in the Pandava family. O foremost among the great thinkers, Munis, Saunak, seeing the glaring Brahmastra proceeding towards them, the Pandavas took up their five respective weapons. The Almighty Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, having observed that a great danger was befalling his unalloyed devotees, who were fully surrendered souls, at once took up his Sudarshan disc to protect them. The Lord of the Supreme Mysticism, Sri Krishna, resides within everyone's heart as the Paramatma. As such, just to protect the progeny of the Kuru dynasty, he covered the embryo of Uttara by his personal energy. O Savanak, although the supreme Brahmastra weapon released by Aswastama was irresistible and without check or counteraction, it was neutralized and foiled when confronted by the strength of Vishnu, Lord Krishna. O Brahmins, do not think this to be especially wonderful in the activities of the mysterious and infallible personality of Godhead. By his own transcendental energy, he maintains and annihilates all material things, although he himself is unborn. Thus saved from the radiation of the Brahmastra, Kunti, the chaste devotee of the Lord, and her five sons, and Draupadi, addressed Lord Krishna as he started for home. Kunti Uvacha, 18 verse. So this sloka starts with prayers of Kunti to Krishna. Namasye Purusham Tvadyam Ishwaram Prakratehe Param Alakshyam Sarvabhutanam Antar Bahir Avasthitam. Srimati Kunti said, O Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you because you are the original personality and are unaffected by the qualities of the material world. You are existing both within and without everything. Yet you are invisible to all. Maya Javanika Achannam Gyadokshajam Avyayam Maya Javanika Achannam Agyan Adokshajam Avyayam Nalakshe Mudadrisha Nato Natyam Dharoyatha. Being beyond the range of limited sense perception, you are the eternally irrevocable factor covered by the curtain of deluding energy. You are invisible to the foolish observer, exactly as an actor dressed as a player is not recognized. Tata paramahansanam muninam amala atmanam bhakti yoga vidhanartham katham pasyamahi sriyam. You yourself descended to propagate the transcendental science of devotional service unto the hearts of the advanced transcendentalists and mental speculators who are purified by being able to discriminate between matters and spirit. How then can we, woman, know you perfectly? Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudev, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd man of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Nama Pankaja Nabhaya, Nama Pankaja Maline, Nama Pankaja Netraya, Namaste Pankaja Angriye. My respectful obeisances are unto you, O Lord, whose abdomen is marked with a depression like a lotus flower, who are always decorated with garlands of lotus flowers, whose glances is as cool as the lotus, and whose feet are engraved with lotuses. Yatha Rishikesha Khalena Devaki Kansena Ruddha Tichiram सुचार्पिता विमोचिताहं च सात्मजा विभो त्वयैव नाथेन मुहुर्विपदगणात्। हो ऋषिकेश, मास्टर ऑफ द सेंसेस एंड लॉर्ड ऑफ लॉर्ड्स, यू हैव रिलीज्ड योर मदर देवकी हु वॉज लॉन्ग इम्प्रिजन एंड डिस्ट्रेस बाय द एनुअस किंग कंस एंड मी एंड माय चिल्ड्रन फ्रॉम ए सीरीज ऑफ कॉन्स्टेंट डेंजर। माय डियर लॉर्ड कृष्णा, योर लॉर्डशिप हैज प्रोटेक्टेड अस फ्रॉम ए पॉइजन केक, from a great fire, from cannibal, from the vicious assembly, from suffering during our exile in the forest, from the battle where great generals fought, and now you have saved us from the weapon of Ashwatthama. Vipada santu ta sasvata tatra tatra jagadguru भवतो दर्शनम यस्यात् अपुनर्भव दर्शनम। आई विश दैट ऑल दोज कैलामिटीज वुड हैपन अगेन एंड अगेन सो दैट वी कुड सी यू अगेन एंड अगेन, फॉर सीइंग यू मीन्स दैट वी विल नो लॉन्गर सी रिपीटेशन ऑफ रिपीटेड बर्थ एंड डेथ। जन्म ऐश्वर्य श्रुत श्री वीर एदमान मद पुमान नैवारति अभिधातुम वै त्वाम अकिंचन गोचर। माय लॉर्ड, योर लॉर्डशिप कैन इजीली बी अप्रोच बट ओनली बाय दोज हु आर मटेरियली एग्जॉस्टेड, वन हु इज ऑन द पाथ ऑफ मटेरियल प्रोग्रेस ट्राइंग टू इम्प्रूव हिमसेल्फ विथ रिस्पेक्टेबल पेरेंटेज, ग्रेट ऑफुलेंस, हाई एजुकेशन and bodily beauty cannot approach you with sincere feelings. Namo akinchana vittaya nivrutta guna vrittaye atma ramaya santaya kaivalya pataye namaha. My obeisances are unto you who are the property of materially impoverished people. You have nothing to do with the actions and reactions of the material modes of nature. You are self-satisfied and therefore you are the most gentle and are master of the monist. My Lord, I consider your Lordship to be eternal time, the supreme controller without beginning and end, the all-pervasive one. In distributing your mercy, you are equal to everyone. The dissension between living beings are due to social intercourse. O Lord, no one can understand your transcendental pastimes, which appear to be human and so are misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine that you are partial. Of course, it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work though you are inactive and that you take birth though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, man, sages and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering. My dear Krishna, Jasoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes overflooded with tears, which washes the mascara from your eyes, and you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. Some says that the unborn is born for the glorification of pious kings, and others say that he is born to please King Yadu, one of your dearmost devotee. You appear in his family as sandalwood appears in Malaya Hill. Others say that since both Vasudeva and Devaki prayed for you, you have taken birth as their son. Undoubtedly, you are unborn, yet you take your birth for their welfare and to kill those who are envious of the demigods. Others say that the world, being overburdened like a boat at sea, is much aggrieved, and that Brahma, who is your son, prayed for you, and so you have appeared to diminish the trouble. And yet others say that you appear to rejuvenate the devotional service of hearing, remembering, worshipping, and so on, in order that the conditioned souls suffering from material pangs might take advantage and gain liberation. O Krishna, those who continuously hear, chant, and repeat your transcendental activities or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death. O my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. Are you leaving us today? Though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us, now, when all kings are at enmity with us, as the name and fame of a particular body is finished with the disappearance of the living spirit, similarly, if you do not look upon us, all our fame and activities, along with Pandava and Yadu, will end at once. O Gadadhar Krishna, our kingdom is now being marked by the impressions of your lotus feet, and therefore it appears beautiful. But when you leave, it will no longer be so. All these cities and villages are flourishing in all respect because the herbs and grains are in abundance. The trees are full of fruits. The rivers are flowing. The hills are full of minerals and the ocean full of wealth. And this is all due to your glancing over them. O Lord of the universe, soul of the universe, O personality of the form of universe, please therefore sever my tie of affection from my kinsmen, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. O Lord of the Madhu, as the Ganga forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being delivered to anyone else. O Krishna, O friend of Arjuna, O chief amongst the descendants of Vrishni, you are the destroyer of those political parties which are disturbing elements on this earth. Your prose never deteriorates. You are the proprietor of the transcendental abode, and you descend to relieve the distresses of the cows, the Brahmins and the devotees. You possess all mighty power and you are the preceptor of the entire universe. You are the Almighty God and I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Suta Goswami said, the Lord, thus hearing the prayers of Kunti Devi, composed in choice words for his glorification, mildly smiled. That smile was as enchanting as his mystic power. Thus, accepting the prayers of Srimati Kunti, the Lord subsequently informed other ladies of his departure by entering the place of Hastinapur. But upon preparing to leave, he was stopped by King Yudhishthir, who implored him lovingly. King Yudhishthir, who was much aggrieved, could not be convinced despite instructions by great sages headed by Vyas and the Lord Krishna himself, the performer of superhuman feast, and despite all historical evidence. King Yudhishthir, son of Dharma, overwhelmed by the death of his friends, was aggrieved just like a common materialistic man. O sages, thus deluded by affection, he began to speak. King Yudhishthir said, O my Lord, I am the most sinful man. Just see my heart, which is full of ignorance. This body, which is ultimately meant for others, has killed many, many phalanxes of men. I have killed many boys, Brahmins, well-wishers, friends, parents, preceptors and brothers. Although I live millions of years, I will not be relieved from the hell that awaits me for all these sins. There is no sin for a king who kills for the right cause, who is engaged in maintaining his citizens. But this injunction is not applicable to me. I have killed many friends of women, and I have thus caused enmity to such an extent that it is not possible to undo it by material welfare work. As it is not possible to filter muddy water through mud or purify wine stained pot with wine, it is not possible to counteract the killing of men by sacrificing animals. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti and Parikshit Saved. Any question?
Queen Kunti is praying to the Krishna that she wish that problems, calamities and this should come, that Krishna, that Krishna will personally
come.
And here we see in Kali Yuga problems are on each step, calamities are, so we don't have to pray for that. But on the other hand, we have to see how to see that those things as just actions of Kali Yuga, or should we see them also as from behind the hand of the Lord and to engage us further and deeper into Krishna consciousness? How to see that correctly? Because we don't have to pray for problems, we have more than enough. But
so that's why Narottam Das Thakur, he is singing that Golokera Prema Dhana Harinama Sankirtana Ratina Janmiluke Nithai Sansara Vishanale Divani Sihiyajale Juraite Nakoinu Pai. That in the age of Kali Yuga, Krishna has descended from the spiritual world in the form of holy name. And this holy name can put an end to Kali Yuga within one's life who is chanting the holy name. So holy name and Krishna, being non-different, has descended. Kali Kale Krishna Nama Rupa Avatar Nama Laite Haya Sarva Jagat Nistar. Age of Kali Yuga, Krishna had descended in the form of a holy name. And by taking the holy name, we can put Kali Yuga thousands of yugas away, at least 10,000 years. Prabhupada says, Lord Chaitanya says, that by chanting the holy name constantly, Kirtaniya Sadahari, constantly chanting of the holy name of the Lord can put Kali Yuga 10,000 years away. So Krishna has descended in the form of holy name in the age of Kali Yuga. And Krishna is non-different than his holy name. Identical. If Krishna can fight, holy name can fight. If Krishna can walk, holy name can also walk. Identical. Same. No other. None other than Krishna. Holy name is Krishna. So holy name has descended. So you don't have to worry about Krishna being personally present. Holy name can be personally present. And it is just same thing, equal, same thing. Holy name is Krishna. So that's why if you don't want the ill effects of Kali Yuga, then you surround yourself by the seal of holy name. Queen Kunti is praying to Krishna that Vipada Santu Tat Saswata Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavita Darshanasya Apunar Bhava Darshanam, that let these calamities come unto me again and again and again. Why? So that I can remember you intensely. And when I remember you intensely, you personally come and give your audience. When you give your audience, then there is no question of seeing the repeated cycle of birth, death, origin, and disease. Sansara punar bhava darsanam. No question of seeing repeated cycle of birth, death, old age and disease. So, that was the question?
Yes, you answered it, yes. I said, how to see heaven? You answered it. So, by the holy name Kali Yuga, Krishna personified is in the holy name.
Right.
This is our everything, prayer, association, everything.
It is Krishna, right in front of us. Holy name is Krishna. And general populace, when they hear holy name, or when they see devotees chanting holy name, even seeing devotee chanting, that puts Kali Yuga far away from their lives. So this is the idea, chanting devotee. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nama bina kichu nahi, chauda bhuvana maje. There is nothing to be heard in whole 14 planetary system except the holy name of the Lord. Sunyaitam jagat sarvam. Everything becomes null and void except holy name. So, under such consciousness, we can put the ill effects of Kali Yuga and Kali Yuga personified 10,000 years away.
This is a very good question to just Bhakti Mark. Many times devotees or people ask, what is this 10,000 years golden? What it will look like?
Yes.
It seems this is that holy name will be present and
exactly.
We can take power and association of holy name.
Exactly.
But after that time, devotees...
the demons, the kings, Sudra kings, who fourth class people, will become king and rule the earth, planet. And there will be no question of chanting, worshipping God, Krishna. There will be no question of any God consciousness. Only demons and nothing else who are devoid of Krishna Bhakti. There won't be Krishna Bhakti left in Kali Yuga after 10,000 years. Because there will be hardly any holy name. So the dark age will really start then, eating children and describe what is Kali Yuga like. So 10,000 years is hope, because the holy name has, Lord Chaitanya has come with the holy name and propagated holy name. And Lord Chaitanya, with his transcendental potency, he has preached enough holy name so that it will last up to 10,000 years. Nagaradigram sarvatra prachar hoi vimuranam prithviti acheyat nagaradigram sarvatra prachar hoi vimuranam. In this day and age, my holy name will be spread every town and village of the world. And that holy name will save. Even Jesus Christ said, my Father is in heaven and hallowed be thy name. And my Father is in heaven and his holy name will deliver all living entity. That is Hare Krishna Mantra.
It's injunctions of the holy scriptures that actually one can develop relationship with God through relationships with devotees.
Yes.
And it's quite difficult or even impossible to just association with devotees and just worship God alone. And that connection, Queen Kunti is asking Krishna to like cut the relationship with their relatives, but still they are all pure devotees. Can you explain on what kind of relationship she's talking about?
Yes, it's an attachment with the family that she's talking about for general populace, thinking about general populace, that she's talking about general populace, that, especially a woman is attached from both sides of the family, her father and her husband. side of the family. The word family, a very strong tie. So she is saying that attachment to the materialistic family members, she is talking about. So she is talking generally for general populace. You know, her family also, some of them were demon-like, Dhritarashtra's sons and other. They are like his immediate family. They were demon-like. Or Kansa is a post-dynasty. She was from Vrishni dynasty, but in a way she was related to Kansa also, because having common father, Kansa's father's father and Kunti's father was common father. She is talking in general, not Pandavas or not devotees, but materialistic people, that, you know, relatives she is talking about. But if the family members are devotees, then by all means that association should be set, and that that family members should be not given up, like you said, because they are devotees. Some kind of devotees. I have seen in my life, in my village, when I was young, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old, that everybody was religious in the town. Everybody. Every family members, they were very, very religious. You will not find a single person in anybody's family that is not a devotee. There may be some of them, well, my village was all Vaishnava village, but you can find some members worshipping demigods also. But and that's why that society was very nice to live in. Then now it was such a nice, beautiful culture. Everybody's observing Ekadasi and Vrat, and everybody in the evening reading Mahabharata, and you know, going to the temple morning and evening, and aarti time, and deity worship of the temple, and festivals, and such a nice, beautiful life, devotees, life of devotees. It's good. So such atmosphere, such family members, we should not give up. We should be attached to them, because they are devotees. But she's talking about general term. Talking in general term. So thank you very much. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.